You're listening to The TP Cast,
the official podcast of Thomas Productions, Inc.
Here we discuss all of our latest videos, as well as other topics such as movies, Halo news, machinima, and so much more. So fasten your seatbelts, cause it's time for The TP Cast. And now, here are your very gracious hosts, Lay, Kevin, and Kyle. All right, welcome to TPCast episode number 53. We're actually doing it, you know, starting to do it more regularly now.
Yay!
Wow.
Unfortunately, Kevin couldn't be with us. He died. Just kidding, he'll be right here.
Yeah. So
he probably went to go poo. That's my guess.
All right, so why don't we get some stuff started?
Okay, let's start with this. I have really bad allergies in that sense.
So that's why I guess you're kind of nasally, maybe?
Yes. I will be nasally throughout the show. Now I'm going to go blow my nose.
Alright. So we got some updates here. We came out with our latest Marlin episode, episode number 35. It's called Trip to the Mall. It's very exciting.
And just to let you know, if I start talking in a British accent, that's just because I'm used to it, because we just filmed another Marlin episode where kind of a British thing.
Yeah. It's sneak peek, by the way. We just finished,
And it's not Virgil.
We just finished filming episode 36. And when we say filming, we mean, like, actually, you know, acting it out with, you know, the controllers and stuff.
As it says on the wiki, puppeteering.
Yes.
Or puppeting, or whatever.
Alright, so, came up with that. We also just finished recording a new short live-action video, which should be up within the week. So, you can look forward to that.
Hey, I just realized we're doing episode 53 on 5-3 at 5:03.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
That is. Alright, so, let's see, some more news. What else is going on with us? Let's see, not much else. I'm trying to think. We have a few more followers on our Twitter account. We like that. We went from 10 to 13. So, that's good. Keep it up. We're getting there.
Do you want to play a voicemails?
I think so. Unless we want to wait until Kevin gets here.
Let's not wait. You did episode 50 without me. We'll just, you know, do it without Kevin.
Okay.
We'll just do it without Kevin. See?
Alright, here's our first voicemail that we got.
Hello, this is TKG, and I want you to meet my brother. Hopefully this is Thomas Productions, or I called the wrong number.
Hey, say hello. I don't care, just say it. Just say it.
Who is this?
I'm not telling you, just say it. No, just say it. Say hi. Say hi. Say hi. Say hi.
Who is this?
You don't need to know that, just say hi.
Who is this? It takes on my heart.
Say hi. I'm not telling you. Jerk. Don't. Just say hi. Okay, he's not saying hi. Say hi. Alright, what's going on? He doesn't want to say hi.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you who it is.
Why not?
Because I just don't like you. What did you say to me? I currently need help.
Well, thanks for calling.
Maybe he'd say hi if he knew who he was talking to.
So,
hi.
Yeah, hi.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks very much.
Unfortunately, we can't answer any of your questions because you didn't ask any. But we don't tell you to ask questions, so, you know, whatever.
Please, call in more. We do have a couple more voicemails, though. So let's play the next one.
Yeah.
What up, man? Been listening to TPCast on my iPod Touch. Just got it. You know, y'all are really good. Y'all talk about a lot of important stuff on Halo, man. I really like it. But I'll talk a little bit about the new Halo Wars. Just came out, and hoping to hear about y'all getting a new cast out so I can see if y'all talk anything more about that. But thanks, guys, and get a new cast out soon, dudes. Y'all are really gonna really like it. Thanks, man. Bye.
Thanks for calling in.
And you're welcome, because you said thanks.
Now, that's one thing that we forgot to talk about. Since our podcast absence, Halo Wars has come out. We haven't talked about that, really. So I think it might be good to talk about that a little bit on the show. So we'll do that right after we play our last voicemail here. Here it is.
Hi, is this Thomas Productions? If it is, I like your, Marlon the Elite. I think they're really funny. I was wondering if I could be in them. I have a lot of good ideas, like, I don't know. I think I could really help. Can I be in one of them, or I think I should be in the rest of them. Call me back. You guys rock. Bye. Call me back.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
That appears to be Kevin calling in via the phone lines.
But that's it's a very good... He brings up something very important, and for those of you wondering, no... You can't be in any of our episodes unless we do another fan episode. So stop asking, because the answer is no.
Until another fan episode.
Which we have some plans for. I have a couple ideas floating around, but they're probably not going to happen until next season. Which means not till...
like the fall.
Yeah. What he said.
Okay.
You know what's getting closer and closer to fall, which means closer and closer to Halo 3 ODST?
Rock on!
It's pretty awesome, if you ask me.
Bungie posted a new update. Basically not giving a lot away again. Still no footage.
No fun.
From the game.
I can't tell if that beta is fake or not, though. The video of the beta?
Oh, yeah. It said that it was, like... If it's the one that I saw, it was, like, one of, like, the main menu or something. Yeah, that's a fake. It, like, said in the comments section that they did it as an April Fool's joke. And a bunch of people thought it was real. And, like, Bungie apparently, like, got up all in their grill. Because they thought it was real, too, or something. So. Or were mad at them because they were, like, posting it as a lie. So then they had to, like, confirm that it was just, like, an April Fool's joke. So anyway, they did say, you know, that, you know, they're working on it and they're, like, doing, like, take-home tests on it. Like, you know, playing it around, playing it online. And I think someone, I think it was on Grunts R Us, they posted, like, this article about some, like, dude who thought they saw someone, like, playing it online. Like a level or something. So, that's pretty cool. We're getting close. I smell rice! Alright, so, let's talk about Halo Wars, since we weren't able to do that on our last podcast, because we didn't think of it. Alright.
Unfortunately, we will not be using Halo Wars for Machinima.
Yeah.
At least not for Marlon. You did the Sean Connery thing.
Yeah.
Which I nominated for the thing, for Halo Wiki thing, so you should vote for that.
Nice. So...
Everybody go vote for that.
Basically, we like it. now I think it would be a good time for me to play our brand new, never before heard, spoiler alert. Because we're going to be talking about campaign stuff. That was not it. If you haven't completed the game, don't listen to this part.
Status report! Captain, we have incoming spoilers off the port bow!
Quick, evasive maneuvers!
Negative, Captain! There are too many of them! They're coming in fast!
Oh, crap!
Quick, brace for our impact! Ah!
Is that lead or what?
That is the Kyle Helm right there.
Yeah!
That's the Kyle Helm. Very famous within us three.
Alright, so...
Kevin's still not here.
Yeah. So, Halo Wars. Campaign, let's focus on the story. What did you think of it?
Thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so basically they, it takes place before the first Halo game, and you're playing as the characters of the Spirit of Fire, which is a giant spaceship. And so they come in, and they, like, land. Well, I guess technically not land. Not the giant spaceship, anyway. They land on Harvest, which is the first planet to be taken over by the aliens. That's what I said, aliens. And so, they want to know why the aliens wanted to take Harvest. So, they landed there, they found some shiny stuff. I mean, like, Forerunner buildings, because those are shiny. And holographic stuff, because there's, like, a holographic map of the galaxy. And so, they found out that there was this one planet called Arcadia. And that is controlled by humans. And so, they're like, oh no, since it showed up on here, the aliens are going to know where it is. And I think they want to attack it. And so then they leave, and they go to the planet Arcadia, and the aliens are attacking it. So then they work together with these Spartans that are there, you know, the Master Chief dudes. And so then they go, and they're battling and stuff, and they take some stuff over, and then they, like, kill aliens, and then all of a sudden this one lady who was, like, the scientist, and this other dude on the spaceship, his name is Forge.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Likes her, but he doesn't want to admit it. And so then they take the aliens, kidnap the lady, more specifically the first Arbiter, or not the first Arbiter, the Arbiter before the Arbiter we know now, takes her, and then goes off somewhere. And so then they follow them to this weird planet, which is covered with flood. Now, I have a problem with this, because, and apparently some of the Halo community does too, because, you know, flood are supposed to first be discovered in the first Halo game. And so people are kind of mad at that, because this is like quite a few years before the first Halo game.
I think it's like 20 years
So. So, they do, it ends up fitting in okay. We'll get to that later. So, they find out a bunch of flood on here, and then all of a sudden they get, like, sucked down. Oh, no, wait. They track her signal, the lady's signal, and it's coming from inside the planet or something. And then they get sucked inside the planet. And it's like, just picture it, like the planet inside is hollow, and inside is like, it's all like green and stuff, and it's habitable with like its own, you know, like oxygen supply and its own like sun, which is like the core of the planet almost. And so it's like all pretty and pristine and stuff with, you know, like trees and stuff, kind of like, you know, the level of the Covenant. On Halo 3. Kind of like that.
Or the level Halo from Halo 1.
So, then they go in.
Let's see here. I'm trying to remember, because I haven't played this in a while.
They go in and they have to unlock the, do something in a certain order, right? To stop something from happening?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, the aliens make the lady activate these giant ships. These giant Forerunner ships. And the aliens want to use those to destroy the humans. And that's bad. So,
very bad.
So, the lady escapes and regroups, you know, with, like, all the rest of the humans. And then, at one point, like, the giant ship gets into a battle with another ship and stuff, but that's kind of not important. So, basically, what they have to do in order to, because they want to destroy all these ships so that the aliens can't use them against the humans. So, the only way to do that is to use their, like, slip space drive, technically called a Shah Fujikawa drive or something like that. And then, so they will, like, overload that and it'll blow everything up. So, they have to go to this one certain spot to get it done. So, they take it up to the spot. Of course, they meet, you know, resistance, and the Spartans help out and defeat some of the aliens. And the one Forge dude kills the Arbiter. By the way, that cutscene is really cool. And so then, like, I don't know, like a billion other movies out there, there's something wrong with the bomb, so they have to activate it manually. So then Forge is like, I'll do it. And so then he goes with the bomb, and he's gonna activate it, and he's gonna die. So then everyone goes back to the ship. They're going away, but everything's starting to blow up. And so then they're like, oh no, we can't go out. Everything's sucking into the sun that's, you know, inside the planet. And so then they do, you know, the clever slingshot around the sun maneuver, and they go out and they shoot out of the planet, and the whole planet, like, implodes and then explodes. You'll know what I mean if you, you know, see the cutscene. So then basically, Forge is dead. They're floating in space, because since they, you know, sacrificed their slip space drive, there's no way to, like, cut through space to get back to Earth or any other human planet. So they're basically just floating in space, and it's going to take them, like, a decade or more to reach a human planet. So that's how it kind of...
So they go into the cryo thingy.
Yeah. So that's...
To store themselves.
So that's kind of how it works out with, like, all the flood thing and how it's not, you know, that not that they don't discover the flood. Because they're stranded.
Stupid Kevin's here.
Because they're stranded in space, so they can't reach any other humans, so they can't contact them about the flood. So, that's basically how it kind of writes itself, kind of. Alright, so Kevin's here. We've just been discussing Halo Wars, because one of our listeners called in and wanted us to talk about that. So, we just basically told them the whole plot of Halo Wars.
Now let's talk about how awesome multiplayer is. Hey, there's a multiplayer.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Stupid Kevin.
Alright, so, by the way, we got your voicemail. Okay, so, Kyle, do you want to talk about the multiplayer a bit?
I've lost every game that I've played so far.
I've lost the majority.
I quit lots of games because they just take too long. The first game I played, it was dinner time, and they kept calling me to come out. I just had to leave.
Kyle, come to dinner.
Kyle, please come to dinner. I live with a British family. I'm just kidding, I didn't. That's why I've never won.
What I've been doing, like, the past couple times I've played Halo Wars, which, by the way, I'm afraid is, like, more than a month ago, I usually go into just a deathmatch mode, which is basically you start out loaded.
I know, I like that. But the sucky thing about that is that you can't have as many guys. It's only like 20, huh?
Yeah, what you have to do is you have to build, like, the more bases you have, the more guys you can build.
But you start with everything you need, including a buttload of money.
Yeah.
Supplies, as they call it.
So, But surprisingly, that can also drag on a lot as well. Because, like, I usually like to go in with, like, a teammate. So it's, like, 2v2 deathmatch. So I, like, build all these bases and go and attack the enemies. And sometimes, you know, it takes really long still, like 20 minutes or so. And
just to build up your army.
Yeah, and a couple of times I've even, like, exhausted my loot. Even though I've built, like, supply pads and stuff, I've gotten down to, like, zero and have started to have to, you know, like, live off the residuals of the supply pads that I built. So, yeah, it's pretty good. The multiplayer.
But they're making a patch now to make everything better. You hear about that?
I heard about the patch, but I didn't read exactly, like, what it does.
There's going to be a new game type. There's going to be a new game type in it, I think.
So that should be very good. Did you hear when that's coming out?
No.
Kevin wants the director's seat, which Kyle is sitting in.
He snoozed. He lost. Doesn't rhyme when you say it that way, but...
Did you tell him why I wasn't here?
No. Oh, no. Kevin just...
You never told us.
Because I needed to go play my drums. I got new drums today. Thank you, Chad. Okay. The guy's name is Chad. He's
to me. Okay. So, Kevin, how was your Halo Wars online experience?
I didn't get to play online because Kyle's hiding it because... I can't play online until he gets the Noob No More achievement.
I don't care about that anyway. You can play.
I remember that now, because I called you and I'm like, hey, do you want to play Halo Wars online? And you're like, oh, Kyle wants to get this one achievement first. But, yeah, it took me surprisingly long to get that. Oh, that's like... 4 or 5 rounds. And
Halo
again,
Wars is still really fun.
Yeah. Don't get us wrong. It's still fun and all. It's just, you know, Halo 3 is top dog. You can't... It's like nothing can beat it.
Did you get any emails?
No emails. The only emails I got were telling me that I got new voicemails. So... Because that's how the service works and stuff.
Email us too, guys.
Have you checked what's going on with the TPMAs? Have people been doing those?
By the way, that stands for Thomas Productions Movie Awards.
We do it every year.
The third annual
Thomas Productions Movie Awards. What did you guys talk about while I wasn't here, so I know what not to say?
We did some voicemails, talked about, you know, filmed live-action movie, Marlin 36. Again, I said we played, you know, voicemails. And talking about Halo Wars, pretty much it. Alright, so, let's see, there's one other thing I was going to mention about Halo Wars, but I forget it now. Maybe it'll come back to me. So anyway, the Thomas Productions Movie Awards, again, the third annual, it's basically where we have a bunch of categories, and we select a bunch of our videos to go in those categories, and then you select, you know, which one you like the best. And then, after, you know, the deadline is up in here, we count all of them up, and then we announce the winners.
Live,
by the way. We are going to do a live episode of the TPCast, a special live episode. A fight just took place. Over the director's chair.
Kevin won. Kevin gets to see you. You were closer to it.
So, you can vote in these Thomas Productions Movie Awards by going to thomasproductionsinc.com and clicking on, you know, the page that says TPMAs. Now, I did not know this when I set up this poll thing, but apparently, it only allows, like, 25, like, votes to be submitted, because it's free. Of course, you know, you can pay and have more, but we don't like to pay stuff, so...
Unless you guys want to send in some money for us.
Ooh, buy some of our merch!
Please,
Hey,
that's you... also at thomasproductionsinc.com.
Hey, it's a win-win situation. If you guys buy our merch, then you guys get some cool stuff, and we get some money to support our movies and stuff that we do. So,
it's pretty cool. Yeah. So anyway,
check out the store. It's really cool.
Yeah. So basically, the earlier you get your vote in, the better, because when it reaches the limit, I'll probably like post something about it on our Twitter or blog, and then that way, if you still, you know, you really want to submit your votes, because you love us so much, you can, you know, copy and paste some of the stuff into an email and just shoot it our way. And that way, we'll count your vote. But if not, that's okay. So, go vote. The deadline is May 17th. At, you know, 11:59
p.m.
So send those in. Alright. Let's see what else we're gonna talk about here. Oh, yes. This one trailer for this movie that's coming out came to my attention. It's called District 9. The reason I bring it up is because it's produced by PJ Jackson, and it's directed by Neil Blomkamp, who did the Halo shorts, and also was at one point. Again, it's about the Halo movie stuff. We don't know what's happening. So, I think at one point he was going to direct it. But now, if it happens, he's not. Of course, unless this movie goes through and is okay. And Microsoft stops being stupid. So, it's this movie about aliens. I'm basically not going to ruin it for you. It's based on a short film on YouTube, which Neil Blomkamp did a while ago. Short film, is only about 6 minutes long, and you can find it on YouTube. I forget the name of it. It's called Live in Joburg by Neil Blomkamp. So, look that up. I think the movie is going to be expanding on this, this short film.
Did you see it?
I watched the short film. So, basically, what the plot is that aliens have come to Earth, by the way, in South Africa. You know, Halo connection right there, you know? So, they come to South Africa, and they're, like, living here, but the humans, you know, kind of don't like the aliens, so they're keeping them confined in this one area, which has very poor living conditions, and there's been a whole, apparently, like, a viral, internet thing for the movie, so there's, like, websites and, like, fake, you know, blog posts by aliens, apparently. An alien named George. So, and it's kind of cool, you know, it's like in a different language, and then you can press a button and it deciphers it for you. So, but apparently, also the aliens, I guess, think that the humans want some of the alien technology or something, so they can apparently build, you know, like, clean renewable energy sources, but the aliens have suspicions that we're just going to build weapons with them, and apparently if we were going to do that, they would be really powerful weapons, and then we'd kill everything. So that's kind of the basis for the movie. The short film, it leaves it, you know, kind of open-ended. So, you know, there's not really a set ending. So, you don't know what's going to happen in the movie, how it's going to end. So, I'm really looking forward to this movie. I just found out about it a couple days ago. But it looks pretty good. It's coming out on August 14th. So, you should go see it. And, you know, if it does well and people like it, who knows, maybe Neil Blomkamp will be directing the next, the first Halo movie. Because apparently that's why Microsoft didn't like him, because he hadn't done any, you know, big movie projects or something. And he was new and stuff. So this might cement him.
Hopefully, because he's cool.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. And by the way, if they do make a Halo movie, you know, as much as I want a Halo movie and I'm tired of all this lollygagging, you know, I really want it to be good and be, you know, faithful to Halo universe. So, I'm kind of okay with waiting for it.
I don't want it to be like one of those movies where, oh, if you haven't played the games before, it'll be still be cool. Like, make it good for the hardcore fans, right?
No, I think it's gonna, you know, try and appeal to all of those audiences.
Well, I don't like when people do that. Stupid idea. If you ask me, you know.
Okay. So, I think that brings us to our next little segment that we're going to do. The return of Sheepdog Movie Review.
When did it change to Sheepdog? That was a trade.
Yeah, way back when, 2008. Good times. Alright, so, believe it or not, I have yet another new clip. The new intro for a Sheepdog Movie Review. It's time once again for another segment of Sheepdog Movie Reviews.
Woo!
Always have to add the Kyle Helm in there. I can't resist. Alright, so today, on Sheepdog Movie Reviews, we're going to be discussing the movie Knowing. We talked about it in our last podcast, the one with Nicolas Cage and he tries, you know, save the world and stuff. So we saw it. We're going to tell you what we think of it.
So, it ain't bad.
Yeah, so let's play our spoiler alert again, because, you know, this is going to be spoiler ridden. So, play our spoiler alert, and we'll be joined by Sheepdog. He'll ask us some questions.
Status report! Captain, we have incoming spoilers off the port bow! Quick, evasive maneuvers! Negative, Captain! There are too many of them! They're coming in fast! Oh, crap! Quick, brace for impact! Ah!
Alright, so, we're here with Sheepdog here.
Hi, I'm Sheepdog.
Alright, so, I believe how this goes is you ask us some questions about the movie and we tell you. And
what?
What
movie did you see?
Maybe we'll, at some point, you know, switch spots so you can tell us what you think of the movie. Because, you know, you being a movie reviewer and stuff, you must be up on all this stuff. So, anyway.
What movie did you see?
We saw, the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage.
Cool. What did you think? No. What's it about?
Okay. It's about, by the way, of course, spoilers. It's about Nicolas Cage. He and his son. His son goes to this school, and the school buried this time capsule way back when, like 50 years ago. And so they dig it up, and there are these letters inside from that, you know, students had,
pictures, not letters.
Well, pictures. And then Nicolas Cage's son gets, the sheet of numbers. And Nicolas Cage is like, oh, okay. And so then he's like, wait a minute, this means something. And so then he figures out all these numbers and they link up with, like, the dates of
all the major
disasters where people have died, and it lists the number of people that die.
And then he drops his drink.
Oh, hold on. and list the number of people that died and
the coordinates of where it was.
Longitude and latitude. And so he gets into like a bunch of them trying to save people.
And how he's able to figure this out apparently is because like his wife died, and and so that's how he kind of picks it up. And so then he becomes obsessed with preventing these last few dates or something that are like apparently going to hold death.
And then he figures out that the very last date on there, the number of people that are gonna die, it isn't a number, it's, it looks like it's a 3-3, but it's actually backwards EE, which stands for everyone else, which means
the world goes by.
The whole world is gonna die, kinda like Cloverfield, how at the end of Cloverfield everybody died.
Meanwhile, there are these creepy white people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the creepy white people following him. Nicolas Cage, you know, goes out as a good Nicolas Cage does and gets a gun. And then he's like, where's my son? What have you done with him? Because, of course, they kidnap his son.
And glowing, so, these glowing white people.
Yeah, and so then they gave him, like, this bunny. And he's like, no, it's okay, Dad. These guys are good. And Nicolas Cage is like, huh? Oh, and by the way, Nicolas Cage met up with this lady who had a daughter. And the lady died, so the daughter's just around. And he's with Nicolas Cage's son. And so the white people, the albinos, give him these, like, white rabbits. And so all the kids are like, no, this is okay, Dad. They're fine. And like I said, Nicolas Cage's like, what? And so it turns out the white people are really aliens. And they're here to take some people with them so they can save humankind. And so then, of course, Nicolas Cage, for some reason, can't go with them. Because it's only young people, because young people are hip. And so they take Nicolas Cage's son and the daughter of the other lady who died. And they take him up, and it gets all kind of, like, religious, like, where, like, the aliens, you know, shed their human skin and become, like, these, you know, white floaty things, and then they sprout angel wings, so it's, like, angels, and it's, like, some, they showed this previous picture and stuff that the lady had, you know, drawn. If you've seen the movie, you know what we're talking about. So it's like, it turns all religious, and then they go and they land up. By the way, the Earth dies, and everyone dies on
the
Earth.
The sun kind of exploded and killed.
Yeah, the
there
sun.
There was this giant
solar flare.
Yeah, solar flare, and it evaporated the atmosphere. And so then the spaceship lands on another freaky planet. And the boy, they drop off the boy and girl. Their white rabbits are gone, by the way. I'd be really upset if they took my white rabbit. And then the last shot of the movie is them, you know, like running through this field and going towards like a tree and stuff. It's all like Adam and Eve type stuff. So that's kind of controversial, depending on, you know, what religion you are. So, Sheepdog, I think you're asleep. Sheepdog?
What rating do you give the movie?
Alright, Sheepdog, why don't you tell us what you think of the movie?
I think it was good until the ending, but it's hard to end a movie like that. So I give it a flat 3 out of 5 stars. What about you?
It's gonna be tough. More generous. 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay, here's what I think. It was really, really good until the ending. Because
the religious part.
Yeah, everyone in the world died, and then it's kind of confusing. But, you know, it was right. There's, like, no way to end a movie like that besides killing off everyone in the world. So, I guess that was... That's really the only way to end it.
Yeah, I was... I was expecting there to be, like, some loophole, like, where, like, somehow the Earth didn't die. And then Nicolas Cage and the other lady hooked up.
Of course.
Yes, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Sheepdog's views reflect mine. So, 3 out of 5 stars.
Anyway, right. I'm gonna actually... I guess I liked it more than you guys. I thought it was more like a 4 out of 5.
There were some very good, cool parts in it. It's, you know...
Like when the moose was on fire?
It's rated PG-13, but there's some surprisingly...
scary movie type things.
People get mowed down in this movie. Like the plane crash, there's this one... And by the way, this is all in, like, one shot, which lasts, like, 2 or 3 minutes. This giant plane, of course, you know, it's using the miracle of special effects. This plane crashes on the highway, like, all sideways and blows up. By the way, it's raining, too, so it adds to the effect. Nicolas Cage, like, goes running into the wreckage to try and save people. And people are running by, they're on fire. Some people are, like, trying to get up. And they're on fire, and then they like explode, or there's an explosion that engulfs them, I should say, screaming people, and then another disaster, like when this subway, it like derails and like goes off onto the, I forgot like the name of it.
Not another track.
The place where the people wait.
Yeah, it goes off course and hits another subway that people are on.
Yeah, and then it goes into, like, the area where all the people are waiting to get on. Like, I don't want to call it a station, but...
There are very suspenseful and cool parts in the movie.
Yeah, and so, basically, it, like, mows down a bunch of people, and people are running, and it shows them, like, getting run over by the subway. And, like, there's this one cool shot from, like, inside, like, where the driver would be. And it's, like, his window of out of control. And it's, like, you see, you know, all the people are running from you. And then it just goes, like, right over them. And there's, like, a few, like, blood splatters that go on the window. That part's kind of cool. So, yeah, there are some surprisingly graphic things in here. Or, like, over-the-top death. Let's see what. Oh, some of the things, like when the people were on fire, the effects did look a little bit cheesy.
Especially the moose.
Yes, but I could understand that because, especially, you know, when it's like one shot or something.
It's hard to, like.
Really hard to.
People
do
are moving
and,
around.
And it's, you know, handheld camera, so it's shaky.
And people are moving around, so it's impossible to.
Yeah, that would have been
make it perfect.
That would have been a giant chunk of the budget there. So, and yeah, and there's this other shot where like this the white albino alien shows the kid what's gonna happen to the Earth, and it's basically this forest on fire, and these animals are running out of it, and they're on fire, and there's like a moose that's on fire and a deer that's on fire and stuff.
Bears.
It's a little comical. From our point of view, but if you were, like, a little kid and saw that, I could see where you'd be traumatized. So...
Like this.
Like Sheepdog is right now. His eyes are all wide.
Weird to see that.
Eyes begun.
A new product from Billy Mays.
Eyes begun. Can you see your Sheepdog's eyes? Make them disappear with the eyes begun.
Remember, it has to start out with, "Hi, Billy Mays here!"
Yeah, we need to close again. Billy Mays here!
So.
Anyway, one, close movie.
No, I want to add one more thing about it. The part with the lady. By the way, this lady that we're talking about, we didn't mention this because it just complicates stuff. You know the letter that they found with all the numbers on it? This, like, way back when this little girl wrote it. The little girl grew up and had a kid, and the kid is the lady that we're talking about who dies. And so the lady, you know, has the daughter, and at some points...
She dies the exact second she's supposed to, by the way.
Yeah. And so it's, there are some parts in it where they rushed it a little bit too much. One part that I can remember, it's where, like, Nicolas Cage tells her, you know, that, you know, hey, your mother predicted these things, I think she was right. The lady's freaked out and runs away, but then later she shows up on his door, and she's like, you know, I think you were right, because my mom told me I was gonna die, like, on the certain day. And she, it's like, the lady just, like, there's these problems, like, questions in the plot that Nicolas Cage is trying to figure out, and then the lady just, like, says, oh yeah, I forgot, blah blah blah, and it's the answer to Nicolas Cage's question. It's too convenient.
Nicolas Cage, by the way, plays a super smart professor guy who, like, knows everything.
And he likes his drinks. he like, overflows a glass with, like, alcohol, an alcoholic beverage. And by the way, they live in a crappy house. Good property, though.
Yeah, like, it's weird, like,
the nice house... Nice fixer-upper.
The house is, like, super scary, and it just so happens to be super scary to, like...
And, you know,
there was just one super stupid shot, like, they tried to make the house look scarier, just for the movie, and by putting fog in there, for no reason. Fog right around the house. The creepy-looking house.
I like the albinos just standing there, though. That was nice. The albino, like, stands on the edge of the woods at night.
Well, anyway, that was...
And Nicolas Cage sees him, and he, like, goes running after him.
Overall, do we recommend it? I recommend it.
Well, it's going out of the theaters. If you can catch it...
Go ahead. You might as well, since it's...
If you can catch it, you might as well eat it. If not, you could always just buy it at your local supermarket, if you know what I mean. Just rent it.
But it is a good movie theater experience, as was Cloverfield. Cloverfield, the ultimate movie theater experience.
Yeah. So, basically, there are three disaster movies that we've seen over the course of the last, year and a half, 2 years or so. That was, like, Cloverfield, The Day the Earth Stood Still, and
Well,
Knowing.
Kevin wished out. I did not wish out. I didn't want to see that movie because it looked stupid, and you guys said that Knowing was better anyway.
Alright, so... basically, I think our overall ranking, definitely Cloverfield is number one. It tops both of them. Kyle, I believe you thought that, this one was better than The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yeah, but not by much.
Yeah. I think I would have to agree on that. Because, let's just face it, there's way too much branding. I should say, way too obvious branding in The Day the Earth Stood Still. Like the LG phone, which, by the way, after I bought this phone, it's, by the way, it's my new phone, touchscreen, nice. Unfortunately, I'm having the suspicion that this might be the same phone that we saw there, and I haven't confirmed it yet, but if it turns out to be the same phone, I'm gonna be pretty pissed, because their marketing would have worked in some weird roundabout way. Like, unconscious, like,
subconscious,
very excellent, subconscious, marketing, strategery, it's unbelievable. Anyway, that's not confirmed, but if it is.
Well, maybe if that worked, maybe you'll also start liking Windows again, since there was a ton of that.
That'll never happen.
Start liking what?
Windows. Windows! Oh. Me and Kevin like Macs. Kyle likes Windows.
For some reason, Kyle just likes... You know what sucks about the PC? Is that it can't load YouTube. Yes, it takes it forever to load videos. No, it doesn't. You just click on it and
it takes, like, a minute for a video to load.
How bad is that?
But then once inserted, the whole thing is loaded and you don't... Like, the Mac, it catches up too quickly and then you have to stop and wait.
It doesn't catch up ever. Maybe once.
And every time I go on YouTube on the Mac, it closes this whole Internet Explorer. Firefox, it just closes down.
So have you tried watching HD videos on your PC?
Because they're really easy to load on the Mac, aren't they?
I don't know. I'm just
curious, because if, like, your PC's, like, as if Kevin's telling the truth and it's, like, that long to load a regular YouTube video, I'm just curious how long it would take to, you know, load, like, an HD video. Which,
well,
by the way...
My laptop, which is also a Windows, works fine and loads it quicker than the Mac does. And it's a Windows
How old is, like, what year?
I got it maybe in 6th or 7th grade, so 2 or 3 years ago.
In computer talk, that's, like, ancient. Yeah. That's, like, 60s in human years.
Ready to die. Well.
Or at least Blue Screen of Death. Anyway, I think that's our podcast for today.
Bye.
No, we have to tell us.
Oh,
tell,
this is my least favorite part.
We gotta lay down how to contact us.
That's a, didn't we have an outro for that you just played?
Yeah, but we gotta drill it into their heads to make sure they remember. We'll find out if...
email us as not as well as...
call.
Yeah.
Alright, so, email us. Our email address is podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
Visit our website, too.
ThomasProductionsInc.com. You can vote on our TPMAs. Watch some of our past Marlin videos that aren't up on YouTube. Or see current videos that are up on YouTube. And also, you know, call in. Like, we got 2 legit calls in, which were awesome. Please, more of those. We love those. Again, the number is 208-474-2690. 208-474-2690. Almost forgot it.
208-474-2690.
That's nice. By the way, our viral campaign for getting people to follow us on Twitter, it seems to be working okay. Like we said earlier, we went from 10 people to 13 people following. So, keep it up.
Sign up, even if you haven't signed up.
Just sign up to follow us.
Yeah. Then you get a juicy little tidbit.
Even if you don't read our feed, just do it, because that way...
it makes us happy.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be back next time. Who knows what we'll be talking about on our next podcast. Maybe we'll have, I don't know, some sort of new segment. I doubt we're going to go see another movie in between now and then, because there's nothing good out now. But there is a summer filled with movies, like the Terminator movie. I'm not sure if we'll be going to see that.
Stupid Star Trek.
Oh, no,
I'm I'm thinking Wolverine looks like a good movie to me.
That also looks like a good video game.
I know, Kyle, you said that if it's no Arnold, no fun for the next Terminator movie, but
well,
I'm considering going to it.
I don't mean that. I'm just saying a lot of people have been saying that they're not going to see it because they couldn't get Arnold in it, but he's probably going to have a cameo.
It looks like a cooler version of the Transformers, by the way, which is also coming out this summer. So
I'm still thinking Wolverine, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. We'll have a lot of movies to talk about this summer. So, we'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The TP Cast. If you liked the show or hate it with your guts, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or leaving us a voicemail at 208-474-2690.
If you would like to find out more about this podcast or about Thomas Productions, please visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com.
Please note that all non-original content featured in this podcast is the sole property of their respective owners. On the other hand, all original content featured in this podcast is the property of Thomas Productions, Inc. It should also be noted that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of Thomas Productions, Inc., although they usually do. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on...
The TP Cast!
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
I just wet myself.